Yes, you can complete your FAFSA form in about 45 minutes. There is a piece that kind of starts before you actually access your form, and that's setting up your FSA ID. So it's your student aid ID number. Parents, this number, if you have recently gone to school, you already have this number, but if you have an older student, it's the same number all the way through. It kind of follows your identity. Students, you'll have a separate one from your parents. That can take about 72 hours to set up. So you fill out the form, and then it generates that ID for you. And it's the same ID year over year.
Okay.
And undergrad to grad or child to child as a parent. One of the other things is that you will have to list the schools that you are that you're applying to, right? And making sure that you list any school that you're interested in receiving that financial aid package back from, they have an ID number that you will list on there as well. And then a lot of colleges and universities, when you are applying for admission and financial aid, the way that they match those two documents up, right, because it's two separate things, is through your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. So even though sometimes on the application for admission, putting your Social Security number is optional, go ahead and put that option in and make sure you know your Social Security number accurately. We have a lot of students that do end up transposing one or two numbers. And so we can't match up those files until we get that rectified. And so that can cause a delay, an unintentional delay, right? But to make sure to ensure yourself as smooth as possible process, you're going to want to make sure that you do that. And the other thing to remember is that once you get that need-based financial aid package from the college or university, that's aid, federal government aid qualification, state aid qualification, maybe some things from the college or university. But colleges and universities can't pay for everything for you. So you definitely need to make sure that you're dedicating time in this process to apply for outside scholarships as well. So through community organizations, national organizations, and where you find those, there's a lot of different places where you can find those scholarships. But start with your school counseling office. They should have a database of scholarships that you can apply for in your local area.
So one of the things that you like to talk about and give people and help people with, the essay.
Yes.
Because there's always, how serious do I take it and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that students need to keep in mind is that with your essay and your application for admission, it's really an opportunity for us to get to know you, right? It's your statement. There on the common application, there are seven options. The seventh option is a topic of your choice, which for some students can be a little overwhelming and vague. A lot of students get stuck on thinking that they need to shock their admissions counselor or have this life-changing experience that they have to write about.
Yeah.
But that's not true. If you haven't had a life-changing or traumatic event in your life, you're actually pretty lucky, right? Think about it that way, that even the simplest topic can be the best for a college essay, as long as it gives some insight into you. One this year that I loved that I read had to do with ketchup being the ultimate condiment and why this student loved ketchup and ultimately how people judged him for that. But at the same time, he was like, I'm not going to let that affect who I am and what I love and how he really wanted to own it, right? And so it came back to that. And I agree with him. Ketchup's pretty great, you know, but he was putting on some interesting things. So, you know, there are topics like that you could have. You could have a topic about a internship or a research opportunity that you have had. You could also talk about how you got your name and why that's important and how that relates to your self-identity and who you are as an individual. So the topics are endless. We always encourage students to show rather than tell. Right. So we want to be able to picture things when we're reading your essays instead of you just telling us exactly about those experiences as part of it. And the essay is just a piece of the application process. And I think that's one of the things to kind of keep in mind, that if a college or university in Mary Washington specifically, we use a holistic approach in the application process. So the essay is a part of said pizza, right? So if you think of an application or your admissions process and the review as a pizza, you can think of your crust as your application, writing all of that biographic information in there. Your sauce is going to be your curriculum, how you've chosen to challenge yourself throughout your 4 years of high school, honors, AP, IB, dual enrollment, ACE, Cambridge program classes, all of those different pieces. And your your cheese is going to be your grades. Notice how I said grades and not GPA, because we also know GPA is very depending on what county you're in and how schools weight things. That can make a great pizza, right? That can make the best slice of New York pizza out there. It can also be a pretty mediocre pizza, too. So your toppings, so your essay, your letters of recommendation, your extra or co-curricular activities, your all of those different pieces are going to potentially enhance your pizza, right? And that can make an okay pizza turn into the best pizza ever, too. But it doesn't substitute out for one of the main pieces that we want to make sure that you have. And ultimately, going to college and university and having this experience, we want you to be successful. We want you to graduate with a degree. And so you need to make sure that you have all the fundamental foundations that you need through your curriculum and the grades that you're earning for the schools that you're applying to.
A couple of open houses we should, as we wrap it up here,
yes,
talk about that are coming up real quick.
So yes, Monday, February 16th is our first open house of this spring. And then on Friday, April 3rd will be the second.